Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colbluco with today's headlines. It's Wednesday, January 22nd. South Carolina is leading nearly two dozen other states in slamming the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. State Attorney General Alan Wilson and 21 Republican attorneys general filed the first ever Friend of the Senate letter in which they blast the trial as a, quote, perilous partisan move by the Democrats. As the state Senate continues to debate the massive school improvement bill, Democratic senators are vowing to wage a fight to block a move by some conservatives to add a voucher amendment to the bill. The voucher amendment would allow parents to use state education dollars to pay for tuition at private or parochial schools. Camden Senator Vincent Shaheen.
We don't have enough money to pay teachers what they need to be paid in public schools right now, and we don't want to see those precious public tax dollars be taken and given to private and potentially for-profit schools when we need to use that money to raise our teacher salaries, shrink class sizes, and do the common sense reforms that we know need to occur.
A number of public education advocacy groups are also opposed to adding a voucher amendment to the education bill. It's been nearly 5 years since all South Carolina officers were required to wear body cameras. Now one Lowcountry Sheriff's Office is asking for more than $1 million in new equipment. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
The Dorchester County Sheriff's Office wants a $1.2 million 5-year lease for new body cameras. They're asking for new in-car cameras as well. The county council has approved a first reading of that request. Police have been required to wear body cameras since 2015, following the shooting death of an unarmed man at the hands of a former North Charleston police officer. The law was hoped to provide transparency and build trust in communities. But as the law stands now, police are not required to release body camera footage to the public. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
Moving on, a look at the most recent unemployment numbers shows York County is still among the healthier job markets in the state, even if it does share a lot with the other Carolina. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has this report.
A lot of people live in York County these days, just about 225,000, according to the State Department of Employment and Workforce and to the latest estimates from the U.S. Census. They're not all of working age. Nevertheless, Dew reports that more than half the county's residents had a job in November, and that York's unemployment rate was 2.1%. That's below South Carolina's already low 2.4% and further below Mecklenburg County, North Carolina's most recent U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics estimate of 4%. Much of York County's employment picture is interwoven with that of Mecklenburg, home to the city of Charlotte. According to Dew, more than 29,000 York County residents commute to Mecklenburg for work. An additional 4,000 leave South Carolina for jobs in Gaston, Union, and other counties in North Carolina. In return, York County employs about 13,000 North Carolinians who cross the border for work. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
In other news, Hobart Lewis won the Republican primary runoff for Greenville County Sheriff. Lewis defeated A.T. Tommy Smith in Tuesday's election, getting about 72% of the votes to Smith's 27%, unofficial results show. News outlets report the results will be finalized Thursday. The Greenville County Election Commission says more than 37,000 people voted in the runoff. Lewis will face Democrat candidate Paul Guy in the March 10th general election. The position opened after former Sheriff Will Lewis was found guilty on a charge of misconduct in office. That wraps up today's headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.